This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now today's message.
They had an underlying trust in God, which was their joy, as the Holy Spirit bore witness to each of them individually that they belonged to God. And because of this power of God shown in them, the Thessalonians then became examples to many other believers in other cities and provinces. If we go over to chapter 2 and verse 14, we read this, "For you, brothers, became imitators of the churches of God and Christ Jesus that are in Judea, for you suffered the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews." So actually, this church had imitated the other churches in Judea, and all of this was under the umbrella of suffering, which is pretty amazing. Here in America, we as individuals within the church often have a hard time getting motivated to do church activities, and we don't usually face outward pressures, at least pressures which are even comparable to those this church faced. But the believers in Thessalonica did what they did, even under outside persecution.
Thank you, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.